lot of people here, we've been telling them about all the old time songs that you sing, Herb.
Yeah.
So we're wondering if you had any in mind that you'd like to sing for us this morning.
Well, I'm not exactly. I was just waiting for you folks to, you know, my other buddy's gone, but Mike, I'd like to saw him.
Oh, yeah, he's around there.
He's a good neighbor of mine. He's like you was. He's all ready, anything. But I'll try to sing you a church song to start out with. And I want you all to remember that to listen at the words, not me singing, but listen at the words of it. And keep that in mind as long as you live in this world. Because one of these days we're going to leave this world. Well, we ain't going to have no people to come around like this singing for us, playing music. But God knows when we get to his place, we'll have music there. There's supposed to be string music in heaven. And let's all remember these pieces. So I'll try to sing that one song for you people. I don't know, my breaths are getting pretty short, but probably I can get part of it out.
Would you rather stand up and sing?
Yeah. Okay. I ain't sung none for since I sung for him. I'm trying to travel this road that is straight. Each day bring me close to that beautiful gate. Well, I lay down my burden, receive a bright crown, forever to live in my heavenly home. Well, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land of heartaches, no sorrower than woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world I know. I'm homesick for heaven's got a longing to go. Well, I prayed my last prayer and I sang my last song. Well, the death angel whispered, it's time to go home. It's goodbye to my friends that I left on this way. I'll meet them again on that homecoming day. Well, I have a longing, I'm homesick to go. To a land of heartaches, no sorrower than woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world I know. I'm homesick for heaven's got a longing to go. Well, I'll see that Savior who kept me from sin. He'll say, well done, as he welcomes me in. Well, I want to see Mother, she's been gone so long. She said she'd be waiting for to welcome me home. People, that'll be a great meeting on it. And that's a word we all ought to remember, hearing him say, he welcomed us in. Well done. Just think about that. Then we know we're gone someplace. We know we're done with all of our troubles in this world. Praise the Lord for it today. So people, I can't sing very much. It used to be I could sing pretty good, but my breaths get wound up. I'm going to try to sing you an old song that I heard when I was just a small kind of a kid. But it's an old piece, but when I was a boy, I always did like to hear it. I always did like to sing it some way. I don't know why. I've been a moonshine old for many long years. I spent all my money for whiskey and beer. But my breath's oh so sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshine, hold on, I wished he was mine. He ripped out his pockets, he sewed up the seam. He fed that moonshine, oh, on sweet milk and cream. Till his breath was as sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshine, hold on, I wished he was mine. My parents won't welcome Comanchans our door. Good morning, corn whiskey, I'll drink you once more. But my breath is so sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshine, hold on, I wished he was mine.
That kind of put me in the mind of one you sing, I think, goes something about, come all you roving gamblers, well, I have money to spend.
That's the roving gamblers.
Do you think you want some water to drink, Terrence?
Huh?
Do you think you need some water to drink?
No, that's all right.
So if you'd rather sit down, that's okay.
Well, I'll try to sing part of it if I ain't forgot it. I ain't sung it since I sung it for you. Come all you roving gamblers, while I have dollars to spend. Tomorrow my pockets may be empty, I'll neither have dollars nor friends. Tomorrow my pockets may be empty, I'll neither have dollars nor friends. Wake up, pretty Carol and Nello, what makes you sleep so sound? Before I'll be arrested here, there, policeman, it's I'll shoot down. Before I'd be arrested here, there, policeman, it's I'll shoot down. Oh, yonder stands my true love with a wine glass in her hand. She's drinking down all of her troubles, but courting some other young man. She's drinking down our troubles, according some other young man. It's up and down this old railroad, across the Georgia line, with a thousand young women all around me, no true one and could I be found. With a thousand young women all around me, no true one this could I be found. If I listened to Mother, I would not have been here today. But being young and foolish, bad women has led me astray. But being young and foolish, bad women has led me astray. Go dig me a hole in yon meadow, so wide, so deep, so low. Go dig me a hole in yon meadow and leave a poor gambler go. Go dig me a hole in yon meadow and leave a poor gambler go. Thank you.
Do you remember where you learned that one, Kurt?
What's that?
Can you remember where you learned that one?
Well, I learned that one on what they call Williams River. There was a bunch of people come there. Now, that's when I was young. I was very young. I wasn't very big. They came there. There was two of them. And there was one of them that played the fiddle and one played the banjo. They called them Samsons. Well, they come there to my father's house, and they stayed all night with us, and we had them singing that piece, Samson's. They used to sing a whole lot of old pieces out of the way, and we, us kids, just picked it up.
Did a lot of people come to your house like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it used to be every Saturday night we'd have company playing music and singing. Big times, you know. Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I did, for a fact.
A song like that you would sing without a guitar or without any instruments?
Huh?
Did you sing a song like that without instruments?
We sung with a banjo, something like that, but there was no guitars them days. I never heard of one.
Just the fiddle and the banjo?
Fiddle and a banjo and a dulcimer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of it played a dulcimer and the cordal and organ and stuff like that. But the guitar, we didn't hear nothing about then.
When did you first run across the guitar?
I can't hear very
When good. Did you first run across the guitar?
When did you first run across up here at Mill Creek?
Can you remember about what year that was?
That was in, 1911. First guitar ever I saw in my life. Ever hear of it. Fellow by the name of, probably these people here knows him. Fellow by the name of, I'll tell you his name a little bit if I can think of it. He run the grist mill up there. I just can't think of his name right now. And he played it. Now, he played that piece that you folks all played here a while ago. The Old Smiles Tonight. Or not that,
Cold Watching.
Yeah. Now, he played that. Well, I had the old banjo with me. Me and him got the playing together, you know. And he'd call me over there. And we'd go and we'd play the banjo. Now, he'd just sit down. Forget about the grist and the mills. And we'd sit there and play for hours. Well, yeah, we'd get out, they had a big porch in front, you know, where the grist, they'd bring the grist to mill and all loaded on the wagon and stuff. We'd get us a chair and get out there, and it was pretty cool, you know, sit out there. We'd sit there and play for maybe a couple hours. Earn Bell was the man in the mill. And now that's the first guitar ever I heard play, or ever saw. And I got one of them, and I tried to fool with it. Nah. I didn't like it. So I quit fooling. Then all my boys, they got big enough to play, and everyone loved the guitar. Well, they all went to playing the guitar, every one of them. The first guitar we ever owned, the one next to the oldest boy got it. You know, it used to be you could sell seeds and order stuff. You know, so many seeds. He sold salve this time and ordered this guitar.
Salve that you put on your skin?
Yes. He sold it and got the guitar, just a cheap old guitar. And everyone learned to play on that old guitar.
What was the name of that salve?
Huh?
Do you remember the name?
Yeah, Vaseline. And Cloverleen.
Cloverleen.
Had two kinds, Cloverleen and Vaseline. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And they all learned to play on that little old guitar. Then they got married and got them one of their own. Well, this one boy that plays now, he wasn't married when he got his, and he bought the guitar. He worked at Baltimore, Maryland, and bought it. Them days, you could get a guitar pretty cheap, you know. They wasn't worth much. But he got one there with a good one. Cost him $25. Now, the other boys got hit in Baltimore, Maryland. He let him have it. That's the best guitar ever I heard played on. Uh-huh. It was. Now, it didn't have a neck like these others, just flat, straight across. It was rolling like a violin, where you know that it's, you know, rolling. I mean, he could play that, too. You've heard him play, I expect. Virgil, you've heard him play.
So you grew up on the Williams River?
Huh?
You were raised up on Williams River?
I was raised on Williams River.
Webster County?
The rest of Webster County, that's right. Born and raised there.
Tell us a little bit about what was that was like to be raised up over there. Well, tell us some more what that was like to be raised up over. That's pretty wild country these days.
Oh, yes. Them days it was wild. They wasn't the building where we lived. The closest building to us was over a mile, right down to the wilderness. Just a path to walk. You could ride a horse, but there was no roads or nothing like that. And the closest the stores we had to go to our post office was about 4 miles. That was down in the Dar settlement, way down below the Three Forks. Oh yes, we were just pulled up by the ears, you know. Yeah. You'd have one meal today and maybe you wouldn't know where the next one is coming from. That's right.
Did you raise a lot of stuff?
Oh, yeah. We raised our stuff, what we lived on. Mm-hmm. Them days, just about had to raise it. Oh, yeah. We raised corn, stuff like that. And had us a grist mill there on the creek. We ground our own meal right there. Oh, yeah.
But you had music. You had plenty of music.
We had banjo and fiddles. That's all.
And how about your people, your folks? Did they play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them played. About every one of my uncles played. And all my aunts, they'd sing, you know, and they'd come in there. Oh, we'd have a big time. See, my dad, he played. My grandfather, he played the violin. And my first cousin, he played the banjo a bunch of the time. Oh, there's a lot of people there. Married to my uncle's girl. They played the banjo. They had a fellow they called him Matthew Russell. Tall, slim fella. He was about as good a banjo pick as ever I heard. And he had the smallest fingers of anybody ever I saw. And his fingers, his front finger was big as my little finger. I'll bet you his fingers was that much longer than mine. And on the ends of them, they didn't have, seemed like soft flesh, just as hard as like bone. And I'll tell you, he could play the banjo and sing. Oh, a lot of people come there and play. There was them carpenters. They lived right below us, West Carpenter. And another old fella come there that old partner played the fiddle. I can't, what was he? Wayne. Wayne, he was there. Oh, there was, everybody played an old fiddle or a banjo. That's all the music they had to play, or organ or something like that.
And singing, huh?
Yeah. They'd all get in a bunch and gather together. Maybe there'd be 25 or 30 of them, have big square dances, you know, and singing and playing.
Can you think of another good old song to sing for us?
Huh?
Can you think of another old song?
I don't know. I was just thinking. Oh, I know a lot of them if I think of them. I don't know.
Maybe.
It used to be nice to sit here and sing all day and the night.
How about singing us?
One piece over.
How about singing us Harm Herbert?
Harm Herbert? Well, I ain't sung it since I've sung. No, it's been a long time.
A sad and lonesome story.
I'll try to see if I can get a song. I don't know whether I can sing it. Harm hurt, I'm traveling through this country from old Kentucky came. I was traveling through this country from old Kentucky came. I came for to raise a family which was to be mine. I was captured by the rebel with chains they bound me fast. I was captured by the rebel with chains they bound me fast. They swore so hard against him, they took his precious life. They drove him up the hollow, they drove him down the hills. They drove him up the hollow, they drove him down the hills. In the place of execution, he begged to write his will. Farewell, my friends and neighbors, likewise my little child. Farewell, my friends and neighbors, likewise my little child. I'll leave this letter with you, for I am bound to die. They lay the cords around him, they bound him to a tree. They lashed them cords around him, they bound him to a tree. With 11 balls shot through him, his body shrank away. Harm Herbert was not guilty, I've oftentimes heard them say. Harm Herbert was not guilty, I've oftentimes heard them say. He was not in this country, he was 90 miles away.
Jerry, what was that song that you taught, that you sang for us?
I think
That's an old Civil War song, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an old Civil War song. That was made in the time of the Civil War. That's a true song now, Jerry.
Is he the way that guy lived?
Yes, that was a thought of the name of Harm Hubbard. He was coming from marching through, you know, coming to this country when the rebels were left tough. Yeah, that's a true song.
I guess when maybe back when you were pretty young, people talked about that war a lot, did they?
Oh, yes, they. When I was young, that's mostly the old people that talk about, you know. You know, there's my grandpa. Now, he lived there on the Williams River. He was first married. Well, he didn't have but two kids. That's his oldest ones. But you had to just build a house or the logs, you know, poles or anything you get. And when you covered with the clapboards, they called them. 3 foot long, you know, split them out of an oak tree or a pine, spruce or something. And he'd build his house, and he had one side covered and the other side wasn't. But they were living in it, him and his wife and two kids. Well, they had nothing to go on. Just moved right in the woods, the wilderness, big trees, nothing but timber. And he was up above the house and cut him down a board stick, you know, and was splitting some boards to finish covering his house. And he said he had nothing on his mind only to get his house covered before it rained. And he said all at once it just went like popcorn. Said it just began pop, 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 pop all around him. He said he raised up and looked, and he said it was blue all around as far as he could see, standing there with their muskets. He said he laid down his frill where he's splitting boards, and he said, people, he said, I ain't done nothing. He said, I'm trying to split my boards to finish covering my house. Said, where do you live at? Right down there, he said, in our little log cabin. Said, how many kids you got? Said, we've got two. Where's your wife? She's at the house, getting dinner. Said, let's go to your house. And Grandpap said, well, we'll go down. Yeah, I'll go with you. Said, you lead the way. He said, they took after him and went down there to the house. But Grandma was getting dinner, you know. Now, them days, they cooked on a fireplace, had a chimney. And she had bread on in what they call a skillet, one of these iron skillet, baking bread. And they, part of them just crowded in that little house, you know. They all couldn't get in. Grandpap said they couldn't all get in the house. And he said, one walked over, and a rebel looked over at the skillet. He said, what's in that? And Grandma said, well, I'm baking bread for us to eat today for dinner. He just picked up, you know, they called it the handy hook, a little old thing. He lifted the lid off, you know, and set it down. He picked it up and lifted it off and set it down, but Grandpa said, now the bread wasn't near done. It just started to get done. Said he just grabbed an old knife laid there and just cut him out a chunk of it. And he said, they all run to it and went to eat. And he said, it wasn't but a little bit. They wasn't a bite in the skillet. Said they had it all gone. And Grandpa said to him, said, well, he said, now, we've just got enough meal left here for one more mess. And he said, I don't know where the next is coming from. That's all right, he said. Mix it up and bake it. No, Grandma said, I can't do that. Said, I've got to leave some for my kids, the two kids. Have you got any meat? Said Mr. Hammonds. Grandpa said, no, I ain't got no meat. He said, why don't you get out here and kill you a deer or a bear or something? Have meat. My grandpap said, I ain't got no ammunition. He said, I ain't got only two bullets and just a little bit of powder. You know, they use them old mountain roding rifles then. Said, is that all you got? Said, yeah, that's all I got. The captain looked over at him. He said, boys, everyone come there and take open my shell and give him all the bullets out of the shell and give him all the powder. And said, give him everything to load his gun with. Well, Grandpap said they just all come around the old table and went to open the shell all but one. He wouldn't come in to pour it out. And the captain said, come on. He said, no, sir. He said, I ain't giving him powder and lead to bushwhack us. And Grandpap said, now listen, said, I don't do that. I never did. And there he said, I ain't going to start it. He said, they've treated me all right. Every one of them would come, sure, Sam. He said, I ain't going to do that. The captain said to him, he said, you come on in here and pour one out there. But he come in and put it out. Well, Grandpap said again, they piled it all the powder and bullets up there. He said, why, he had enough, he said, to do him for a month. Well, they said the wife and the grandma said, have you got that bread bait? She said, yeah, I've got it on. Said, we're hungry. We're going to eat it. Well, Grandpap said they just went eating that bread, just same as it was something like a cake or something. But this captain said to him, now he said, Mr. Hammond, if nothing happens, you don't know where the next meals are coming from. He said, no, I don't. He said, the nearest meal, he said, is about 6 miles from here. And he said, I ain't time to go over there and back. Right through the woods, no road or nothing. He said, you don't worry.